T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week. Alohas to you. Here I am again, kicking off hour number two. The Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program in self-quarantine from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, as always, bob@1063word.com. Time for our weekly get-together with Drew McKissick, who is the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Drew, are you in self-quarantine? Are you safely isolated as well?
Well, I am safely ensconced in my office, but I'm just wondering if your self-imposed quarantine involves a lazy boy. Now, come on, be honest.
That's the great thing about the Constitution, Drew, and it may be the one thing about the Constitution the Democrats really like, because it has that world famous Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination, which I am now invoking in self-defense here.
I'm looking for a little help here today. So, okay. I'm on a mission to see if we can find Joe Biden. Have you seen Joe Biden lately?
Holy cow.
I've seen his pictures on milk cartons now online. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
We happen to have a Twitter mega appearance by Creepy Uncle Joe the Hair Sniffer. And I wish, this is one of those situations where I wish I could show the video along with it. I mean, among other things, and you know, he said he was going to do a shadow government, referencing the Brits, their people, the party that's right out of power. He was going to do a shadow government daily coronavirus update.
Yeah.
Well, that lasted about one day until...
It didn't go so well. I don't know if you saw it or not. It was awful.
Oh, it was terrible. The teleprompter hung up and Creepy Uncle Joe had a brain, you-know-what, gas expulsion. And he's, I guess he figured his hands were out of range of the camera. And he's giving, you know, the signal, like, come on, roll the teleprompter up, because I can't think of anything else to say. I don't know what's in my own program, so please roll the teleprompter. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, they kind of kill those things and say, well, to heck with that idea. That's not working out. And then they stuck him on MSDNC. And he said stuff that, I mean, some of the things he said were almost comprehensible sentences, you know,
almost.
And it just goes from bad to worse with this guy.
It's like you're almost starting to feel bad for the guy. Now, you left out the best part about the video, though. His wife had to come pull him away from the lecture.
Yeah.
And it's the very
That's
end
right.
of the video. She's like, come on, honey, it's over now. Come on, come away.
Yeah,
like,
come over here. We'll put a damp cloth on your forehead. You can lay down for a while, and it'll all go away. Yeah, because as Joe has said, well, my wife is a doctor, you know.
Yeah, but, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, in contrast to all this, now, it's on the one hand, you know, Joe is MIA, trying to be relevant and really, really embarrassing himself in the process. And,
right.
You know, on the other hand, you've got the media now actually floating the idea, saying, you know, we probably ought to stop covering these Trump press conferences because it's making his poll numbers come up too high.
And have you seen the ratings for the White House coronavirus daily briefings? Holy cow, they're through the roof.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, and look, you've got he's got currently the highest job approval numbers that he's had.
Yep.
And even in the Gallup poll now, I think it's 61% approving of his handling of the whole, you know, coronavirus business so far. And, you know, he's been, you know, daily coordinating with all the governors around the country and other leaders around the world, bringing in private sector experts, leaders of companies, et cetera, doing public and private partnerships, et cetera. I mean, you know, you never want to see this kind of thing happen. But at the
right.
same time, I'll say you have a situation where you've got a man in the moment who, you know, a man who is used to being put in situations like this where you just got to have to get in and make things happen, and he thrives
right.
on it. I mean, that's
yep.
the kind of thing that he likes to do.
Right.
And I think this personally, other than the, you know, massive rallies, which he loves doing so much, which you can't do now, which I know totally charges his batteries, and he loves to do those. I think this is probably the second best thing that really charges his batteries, is just being a part of actually being involved and getting involved in something like this and making things happen and being productive. And you know, he's been doing a great job at it, and the poll numbers now are reflecting that.
Yeah,
and
contrast
that to the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, exactly.
The relief bill and what Nancy Pelosi is doing and not doing.
Oh, boy. Right. I mean, you know, they just have dropped all pretense. We're talking with Drew McKissick, who's the South Carolina chairman of the GOP. They've dropped all pretense, you know, with wanting to tack on every kind of financial benefit for every grievance group
Christmas
they have in the Democrat Party.
Total Christmas tree.
Yeah.
The Jim Clyburn statement speaks for itself. I mean, the man
yes, it does.
Actually said in a Democrat caucus meeting that this was a, quote, tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision, end quote. I mean, if that is not totally disgusting, number one, and number two, doesn't tell you everything you need to know about this party.
Yep.
But I don't know what else you need to know. Nothing else will inform you.
No, you're right. I mean, all you have to do is listen to them, because they'll tell you what they're about, not only with their actions, but now blatantly with their words. Drew, I recognize you are the South Carolina chairman of the GOP. Last hour, we had Tommy Hicks, co-chair of the National RNC, on with me in the program. I know that neither one of you guys have any influence on what happens on the other side of the street with the DNC. And yet, you know, now with Biden being even more AWOL or incapable of presenting the unloyal opposition's viewpoint, now we're hearing rumblings of, well, you know, when we get to the convention, assuming they have one in Milwaukee, when we get to the convention, maybe we should give this thing to Cuomo. I mean,
now, if this doesn't tell you something about the state of their party, how confident they are with their nominee and just, you know, their whole state of being.
You bet.
It's an absolutely, you know, insane idea, but it tells you about really where they are right now. I mean, of course, you know, okay, so they've got a governor on there who can put two sentences together and sound like
right.
he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And so that means, oh, we got to trade candidates now. You know, we got to move. And, of course, you know, the Bernie folks would like to have a little chat with you. If you're gonna
would.
You know,
right.
But she said today or this morning or maybe it was yesterday that he planned to stay in at least through June. You know, so good luck with the Cuomo scenario there.
Mm.
And, you know, the other big thing that jumped out to me today, though, on a more serious note going forward is the author of the, I think it was the Imperial College Studies, you know, from over in England.
Yes. And we shared those on the show.
Panic.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it set everybody into panic to begin with, has now backed off of his own assertions in terms of, you know, how bad he was projecting that this would be, which has set, you know, everybody off in policy directions we otherwise probably would not have gone. You know,
right.
not to say that you don't have to take precautions, but I'm just saying the dire numbers that he was talking about, you know, millions of people dead. I mean, right. It was just insane. And, you know, Oxford did a study several days ago. Some folks from Stanford did one, I think it was out yesterday or day before yesterday, which is essentially second guessing what they had done. And now he came out today, essentially backtracking on what they had said initially.
Well, so, that's interesting, especially considering that the total number of worldwide coronavirus global deaths is 23,621.
Correct. Worldwide. That's right.
Yeah. Worldwide.
Compared to, you know, say a normal, you know, heavy flu season. You know,
right.
But again, obviously precautions are being taken, you know, and you know, we there's still a lot of things that we don't know. But one of the things that affects those numbers, obviously, is how many people have really been affected with this thing already that just have not, you know, has not affected them really physically, and they just, you know, their body has shed.
Well, exactly.
And, you know,
right.
And so forth. And that's the big unknown that's out there right now. So,
Yep. Anyway,
I found that very interesting, and we'll kind of see where that goes here in the next couple of days. But, you know, against that backdrop, politics goes on.
And, yeah, it does.
That's what we're engaged in now. So.
What I would be remiss, Drew, if I didn't let you go without asking about the governor yesterday with this, or day before, whichever it was, with this three-person max thing that sent everybody into a tizzy. Nobody quite understood what are we talking about? You got a family of five, two kids have to be sequestered in the attic for a while, or what? You know.
Well, yeah, I think it was related more to, let's see all the details in it to begin with when it came out, but I recall it was dealing with, you know, people like gathering together in public or, you know, along those lines, not like necessarily being in your home or in an office or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that would be something totally different.
Well, and I had suggested, too, that what the governor was really doing was firing a shot across the bow of the mayor of Myrtle Beach, who a few days ago, you may recall, said, hey, you know, all you spring breakers, beaches are open, come on down. And the governor pretty quickly reacted to that, saying, no, this is not a good idea. So at least I think his reaction there was good. And look, he's between a rock and a hard place. He doesn't want everybody in Horry County voting against him in the next election, right? Because he shut him down.
Again, yeah, you want to obviously be cautious, and you know, but at the same time, as the president's inclined to do, at some point, you know, we do have to let the country get back to work, even if we do it in a phased or a geographically phased situation or something. You want to obviously follow the science in terms of what the doctors are saying once we have reliable data to look at, and that's the key, reliable data.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, there's only so many times you can bail yourself out of not working because, you know, obviously somebody has to be working to doing the bailing out. So that's going to have to change here at some point. And I suspect that, and I think weather will have a lot to do with it. Obviously, viruses don't really care for hot weather.
No, they don't.
This type. And, you know, we get a lot of that here down south, hot weather.
You bet. On its way. And,
that's right.
And I guess... I guess we all hope it hurries so we can get back to whatever normal may look like on the other side of this stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Appreciate your time as always, Drew. And
yes, sir.
Good of you to join us today. Drew McKissick, he is the chairman of South Carolina GOP. And by the way, Drew, from what Tommy Hicks said, they are looking at if push comes to shove, and they have to do something electronically in terms of the convention and everything else. They are making those plans, but I know that right now everybody is still planning on being in Charlotte. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate your being here. 19 after 4. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. I just took a peek at the text line and saw I had 68 new messages. So at the bottom of the hour, after Annie presents a latest news update and what's going on, I will make a valiant effort at catching up with that. Let me get back to the phones here this Thursday afternoon, beginning with Don, who is in Simpsonville. Hi, Don, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby. This is Don again, and I talked to you a few weeks ago about the Democrats, if you remember.
I do.
I got a question for you. On this stimulus bill and such, with all this silly stuff that the Democrats or the Democrats are trying to put in there, doesn't the and I certainly don't want to have my tax dollars spent on first-degree murder called abortions.
Right.
Doesn't President Trump, won't he have line item veto on this bill?
You know, I've gotten that question a bunch in the last couple of days, and I think the reason for that is because the line item veto did used to exist as presidential authority. In fact, Bill Clinton used the line item veto, if memory serves, 80-plus times, but then there was a challenge to the line item veto in the Supreme Court, and in their infinite wisdom, the black crows on the court said, no, president can't veto a part of a bill. I think it was Section 1, Article 7 of the Constitution, if memory serves, that they quoted. And they said he can veto the bill in its entirety, or he can sign it into law, but he can't pick and choose which items in a piece of legislation he's going to veto. And that's been a huge loss.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a shame, because like I say, they've got stuff in there that just absolutely has nothing to do with the crisis we're in.
Yeah. Don, that the money that Pelosi had stuck in for Planned Parenthood, I believe that got eliminated. But, you know, the bill still has to go to the House, and with Pelosi and Adam Bullschiff and the rest of them over there, who knows what they'll try and do to it before they finish up taking the Senate's bill and reworking it. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, thanks for straightening out on the line item veto, though.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Don. It's an easy misunderstanding since it was a while back, back in the 80s, but not all that long ago that we did have it. Let's go to Spartanburg. 13Q Jim is along this afternoon. He remembers the Crazy Bob in the Morning Show. Oh, he's gone, Moneypenny? Is that right? Okay, yeah.
No, I'm still here.
Hey, Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you here, sir.
Yeah, long time no talk to.
Yes, sir. How you been?
Pretty good. When you said about Bill Clinton in the 80s, not that long ago, you realize we're talking 35 years ago.
a mere drop through the hourglass to me.
I know. Once we get to our age, it's like, oh, no, the 70s and 80s, that was just the other day. No,
yesterday.
It wasn't.
Yeah, right. No, sadly, you're right. It's there's been a lot of water under the bridge since then.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you remember Pittsburgh.
Very well.
From being up there. Okay. The Allegheny River.
Yeah.
In the 60s and 70s, I swam in this thing, which was nasty as could be. You build up your immune system. You get exposed to germs here and there. Everybody is so crazy about cleaning their hands and everything, even before this virus. It's right. Like if you don't get exposed to germs, you have no immune system against them or viruses or anything. And it just, we did it to the Native Americans when we came here with smallpox and everything.
Well, supposedly. I mean, that's a story the libs like to tell, but who knows if that's true or not. But you remember the great you remember the great H.G. Wells novel, The War of the Worlds? We're invaded by the Martians, right? Yeah.
We killed them with our viruses.
Microbes killed them. Yeah, right, because we had built up immunities to all these things. And, of course, coming from Mars, being illegal aliens, they were susceptible to them, and it killed them off.
So what's going to happen is this virus, you know, with the weather getting warmer, just like a normal flu virus, it sort of goes away, but nobody's going to have been exposed to it. So next season, it's going to come right back.
You know, it's interesting you make that point, because Dr. Fauci, or one of them, Dr. Brix, somebody was referencing just in the last day or so what happens in the next flu season, the next round of coronavirus, if it mutates into a phase two coronavirus or whatever happens, or people that have not been exposed to it this time get it next time. Once again, more questions and answers, Jim.
Yeah, but what I see is the flu. Yeah, I know I've been exposed to the normal flu all season.
Right.
I haven't gotten it.
Right.
So I think I'm building up an immunity. Well, it's the same thing with this. If you don't build up an immunity, you're going to get it then. So all this quarantining thing, it's going over the top a little bit.
And this is without even factoring in what it does to the financial markets. Jim, thank you. I got to run. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here, sir. 4:30 on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is raring to go. She's in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. I'm also going to go back to the reference I made about some of the coronavirus fatality numbers from some other countries. A lot of people have asked specifically about Mexico. I'll deal with that and catch up with the text line and get back to the phones as well. All that and more still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. Little Steely Dan for you in the background. They did, or actually the Bobby Mack Semi-Professional Players the other day, did a parody for our Quarantunes list. You know, we take a bunch of the hit songs of the past and rework them into what we have dubbed Quarantunes. COVID-19 was one we did the other day. Their parody of Hey 19. I'm going to try and find a way to be able to post our Quarantunes on my Facebook page. I'll let you know if I'm successful in doing that. Just change the picture on my Facebook page, by the way, reflecting the home studio from the friendly confines of a stately McLean Manor. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Todd, who is in Fountain Inn, wants to talk about the big stimulus package with something for everybody. Hi, Todd. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. McLean. How are you this wonderful afternoon?
So far, so good. It is looking nice out there.
Beautiful. Vince, this morning, because I listen to everybody throughout the day, my radio is broken. It's the only station I get. Just joking. just joking. But anyways, he was talking about how President Trump was going on and on about the Kennedy Center, about, you know, and when I was watching that last night, I was like, would you please shut up about the Kennedy Center? Why are you doing this? And then it dawned on me about 30 minutes later. I said, that man is brilliant. Holy crap. the reason Trump brought up the Kennedy Center and said, you know, the Democrats wanted certain things and we had to give in to get the aid for the country. That was one of them, the Kennedy Center. And he was bringing up, yeah, they threw in a bunch of retarded stuff. Y'all need to go look at it to see what they wanted would have applied nothing to this coronavirus, you know, relief program.
Exactly. But
we had to give it to them in order for you to get it. And I was like, that man is brilliant. Holy cow. I'm sitting there going, why are you talking about this? Yep. Oh, now I know why you're talking
right.
about
because
this.
Because he's showing, with using the Kennedy Center as an example, how the Democrats were trying to blackmail the Trump yep. administration into allowing them to tack on all the junk they want for all their special interest groups.
Exactly. And I was like, yep. I would hate to play poker or checkers against this man. All that were listening, I was like, that's why he did it. Yeah. And also, I want to say kudos, and I don't, and I'm not drunk, I'm not on drugs, I'm actually driving in my family.
Okay.
Kudos to Mr. McMasters for withholding on shutting the state down. The timing of this is impeccable. And I was thinking about it because Tara was talking about it. We're coming out of the 15 days that Trump kind of guidelined it down, and Trump is talking about opening up real soon.
Right.
Which I got a feeling is going to start about Monday or Tuesday. He's going to start opening up the country again, you know, things back up then. So what better way if you've got this 15-day that Trump's laid down? Now, our economy is crippled but not broke yet.
Right.
But
it's
hurt. It is hurt. So you wait till Trump's is up. Then you shut the country, then you shut the state down for another 15 days, you know, on top of that, because as governor, he can't do that. Now you have broke South Carolina. And, I mean, I was like, the timing of what they're trying to do is impeccable. And, you know, I've already sent in to Mr. McMaster, you know, please don't do this. Wait till after Monday or Tuesday or possibly Wednesday when the country starts getting open back up. And you know, let everybody know, hey, look, the country's opening up. We need to also.
Yeah, and we all are, even I think the president. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Todd. Good to have you along. I think that the president, like the rest of us, is still playing kind of fast and loose with what exactly the timeline will be here. It's all a matter of guesswork. But looking at the number, as I was, and I referenced this earlier, in the United States, we have had 1,151 deaths from the Wuhan flu. That works out to a confirmed case fatality rate of 1.44%. Now, the other countries that are not doing as well, of course, Italy is over 10%. Fatality rate. Spain is 7.3. China, who knows? You know, they're not about to be honest with their numbers. Iran, 7.6%, and France, 5.8%. The UK, just under 5%, and Germany, 5.84%. So when you compare that to South Korea, which is the model that they say they want the United States to be able to reflect, and when you consider the population of South Korea as opposed to the population of the United States, wow, huge difference in numbers. But South Korea is at 1.42% with the fatality rate. And at the United States, we are at 1.44%. So you can assume from that, as I'm fond of saying, so far, so good. Now, what happens? The president was talking about Easter the other day as a potential date for easing up some of these restrictions. But I think it's safe to say if we remain at this kind of level, even though New York and Seattle, California, a number of other places are the hot spots here, that this may be the shackles may be loosened sooner rather than later. In on the text line, I'd like to mention the Kennedy Center has employees too. My sister-in-law is an accomplished oboe player who is a professional musician on salary at the Kennedy Center. So I know someone whose life is tied very closely to the success of that place. Please stop trashing the arts and being so dismissive of the importance of them. You are alienating people who value art. Our culture is about so much more than economics. And by the way, professional artists such as the ones employed at the Kennedy Center need to keep their jobs too. Okay. Bobby, for that caller to say all we need to do is swim in polluted water to build up a resistance to deadly viruses and germs is totally ignorant. Well, it's somewhat off point, shall we say. Bobby, we don't really know if this virus will go away in warm weather like the seasonal flu. Dr. Fauci said that. It's a bit premature for Trump to be saying it's okay. Well, based on that, and a lot of people, as I mentioned, are wondering what's happening in other nations south of us where it's summertime. Let's look at a few of those quickly, shall we? Mexico, one that a lot of people have asked about, has had 6 confirmed deaths. 6. Colombia has had 6 confirmed deaths. Ghana, in Africa, 4. Hong Kong, 4. Chile, 4. Saudi Arabia, 3. Paraguay, 3. Costa Rica, 2. Puerto Rico, 2. Honduras, 1. Martinique, 1. Niger, 1. Kenya, 1. Cabo Verde, 1. Cameroon, 1. Now, I'm not saying... Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that there's a direct correlation here as it pertains to the Wuhan flu. But certainly the numbers in more equatorial climates being substantially lower than we've seen in places like Italy, Spain, France, the Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, Switzerland. Big, big difference. And, of course, I'm sure the researchers are looking at this as well and seeing if this is merely anecdotal or if it really means something. 4:46 now, 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'm going to make an effort to get caught up with some of the text line as well. When we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show, and I believe we are about due for a Quarantunes musical journey. That and more on the way here on Thursday. I know it. Welcome back. 4:52, 8 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We are in the closing minutes before the 5 o'clock follies coming up on the other side. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, we took the Vietnam shot in boot camp. Black plague. Never hurt or been that sick in my life, from Gerald and Cowpens. It's funny. I was talking with some guys over at Verde the other day, a bunch of the seniors that play golf, talking about getting the malaria shot, which now, of course, is in a pill and wondering if this far down the road, it still has any longevity. Bobby, art is fine. I make some art too, but I earn my living in a more reliable way. I chased my muse on my own time and my own dime. I never demanded a bailout. Based on, oh, wait a second, where does this one begin? Okay. Based on the other texter's request about the Kennedy Center, there are employees I know at my family business that are very important to me. The government needs to write my company a $35 million check. Bobby, so are we going to just let the doctors run the country or let President Trump run the country? From Paul 52 in Greenville. Bobby spoke to someone I consider a reliable source this morning. He said that Greenville County has responded to 5 self-inflicted gunshot fatalities this week, and they normally get one about every other week. Couldn't be related to depression associated to loss of income, could it? Tragically, it could be an unintended consequence. Texter says, oh yeah, Bobby, the arts are so essential, like doctors, mechanics, truck drivers. Hey, Texter, how about stop looking down your papa's nose? Dang it, Bobby. Can you explain to the person that texted or called in about the Kennedy Center being on salary, but they're still going to get paid regardless since they're not hourly employees? Bobby, you can't eat an oboe. Well, I guess you can, but wow. Bobby, I prefer to call it Wu Flu Gaipan. There you go. But isn't that racist? No, because as President Trump said, we call it the Chinese flu because it came from China. Came from China. Let's see, what else do I have here that I need to catch up with? Hi, Bobby. Love your show. Listen while traveling around the Southeast. If you owe back taxes, will they take your stimulus check? In these circumstances, I doubt it. They may dun you for it later, but I don't think they're going to prevent your receiving it. Bobby, I assume all this high-powered economic therapy will add a little bit to the national debt? Yeah, you think? Uncle Sam's credit card totally smoked. Gotcha. Bobby, I wonder how much gun control add-ons will be put on this bill when it gets to the House and Pelosi. Bobby, ask everyone to call the White House comment line. The number is 202-456-1111. Or go to their online comment line, whitehouse.gov/contact. And tell President Trump to not sign the stimulus bill unless it is a clean bill without pork, pet projects, or political agendas from Nancy or Mitch. Let's melt down the system. Yeah, but you know what the media is going to do with the optics of that, sadly. Bobby, there's a liberal Trump-hating group, Facebook group, South Carolina Shelter in Place. They are asking for a full assault on McMaster to close South Carolina. Neil Collins is their water boy contact. Contact McMaster and say no to a statewide stay-home order. Speaking of same, for many happy couples, staying at home all day, every day would be really good. Is that closing hourly bumper music I hear, Moneypenny? Okay, so, well, we'll hang on to this. Today's quarantine, with apologies to Jim Morrison and the Doors, called Don't Touch Me, will be along in the 5 o'clock follies. Be right back.
T-Mobile
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.